News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Things heating up in the presidential election contest over the weekend. A number of names, including Pat Rabbit, Deirdre Heenan, Michael Flatley and Tony Holohan, emerging as potential candidates for more on this. We're joined by Sean Defoe. Sean, let's start with Tony Holohan. How serious a possibility is it that he will emerge as a candidate?
Well, certainly a lot of reports yesterday that he was putting together a bid, although it didn't say for which particular party. And when he was approached for comment, he didn't rule it out, just sort of saying he was keeping his powder dry for the moment, not rooting himself in or out. I mean, he's an interesting candidate in that if this was sort of the end of 2020, he'd have absolutely walked into the president's office. Things a little bit different for him now as people are looking at the legacy of the COVID pandemic in a different light. And there's been a number of controversies about his pay as well. I have to say, when I first saw his name, I thought this has Fianna Fáil written all over it, that he is the exact kind of candidate that Micheál Martin has been looking for, someone who's a little bit outside of politics and could come together maybe as a sort of a unifier candidate. I don't know if he could actually do that. And Jack Chambers said yesterday he wasn't aware that Fianna Fáil had made touch. So I don't know where his nomination comes from, but if he were to enter the race, you'd have to give him serious consideration as a potential runner.
Deirdre Heenan of the University of Ulster being mentioned as a potential Fianna Fáil candidate, kind of a Mary McAleese Mark II.
Yeah, a little bit. I have to say I was a bit surprised again because maybe I just thought that the Tony Holohan route might be one for Fianna Fáil, but the Belfast Telegraph reporting this morning she is the front runner in Micheál Martin's mind, former provost of the University of Ulster as well. I have to say, I think a lot of people listening will go Deirdre Who if they were to yeah. put that name forward.
A lot of people said Mary Who in 1997 though.
They did. And look, this is the interesting strategy from Fianna Fáil, because as we've discussed on the show before, people are looking at this and going, well, who's the candidate that can beat Mairead McGuinness? I don't think Micheál Martin thinks there's anyone within the party who can actually do that. So taking someone out of the, who's not in the political limelight and maybe having them run a good campaign a la Mary McAleese could be a route to go. At the same time, you'd have to put her as a rank outsider. But look, as you said, that happened before too with Mary McAleese.
Yeah, she's the Fianna Fáil candidate. I don't know if I'd put her rank outsider. I think she'll start off with 20% of the vote, so you'd have to say she's in there. Michael Flatley and Pat Rabbit, I think you can put them in the outsider category.
Pat Rabbit, yes, in that maybe he would want to run. I'm sure he'd put his name out there. I don't see how he'd get a nomination to run. Labour sort of in a tricky position in that they have their, 14 Oireachtas votes between TDs and senators, but have sort of been outmaneuvered by the Social Democrats in getting in there first and getting Catherine Connolly on the ballot. I don't really see where they're going to get another 6 votes to get anybody on the ballot, to be honest with you, be it Pat Rabbit or whoever. Michael Flatley is an interesting one. He's obviously big in the Trump camp. He's been a Trump supporter for a long time. He was at various inaugurations, performed at them. He was there in the White House, I think pretty much every year that Donald Trump has done the Shamrock ceremony, and was sort of speaking out of the MAGA playbook, a toned down MAGA playbook yesterday when he was talking about this being an office of the people and people needing to take it back and having someone outside of politics. Whether he can get a nomination, very difficult. He's the kind of person though that would appeal to the likes of an Independent Ireland, maybe an AIM2, and they are trying to rally enough votes to get someone on the ballot, but I'm okay. Not sure we'll be voting for the Lord of the Dance.
And finally, Mary Lou McDonald, is it still 50-50 as to whether or not she will go?
I think less than 50-50. I don't think she's going to run. From talking to Sinn Féin TDs over the past week, they just think it's very unlikely, it's too big a risk, and that they want her for Taoiseach rather than president. But they're in sort of a real bind. Michelle O'Neill, do you really want to take her out of the Northern Ireland First Minister role, or say that that's not a role she wants at the moment, having fought so long to win it and portrayed her as this unifying figure in the north? And where does that leave you with someone like John Finucane, maybe, who I don't think is going to be in the run to win it? So Sinn Féin yet to decide what they're going to do. I think politically the tide is starting to shift towards maybe backing Catherine Connolly rather than running their own candidate, but never quite ruled it out. Interestingly, some polling in the Mail this morning, they polled, did an Amoric research poll of Mary Lou versus Mairead McGuinness, and Mairead McGuinness had won at 55% to 45 in a straight head-to-head between the two. So not guaranteed. And I think that's the fear in Sinn Féin, is that if they thought Mary Lou McDonald was absolutely guaranteed to win this.
No guarantees in a presidential contest. She'd give it a right crack though. I think there's no question about that. Sean Defoe, in News Talk political correspondent. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.